Astrovisualizer. It's a pretty crazy title, and Carter Emmert is one of only about 24 in the country. It basically means he turns data from outer space into images here on Earth.
Right.
But
thanks.
Hold
okay.
that thought. Here's the first thing I learn about Emmert when I meet him at the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History.
Sorry.
That's okay. What are you listening to?
Great.
The egg.
The egg is an electric funk band Emmert discovered through a former colleague at NASA, where he worked before coming to the planetarium. They'd listened to it while driving to Burning Man, the week-long festival in the Nevada desert.
It's good space music.
Emmert has long, wavy gray hair, black pants that lace up the sides, and stacks of bracelets that climb both arms almost to his elbows. His office is also eclectic, coated with figurines, mobiles, prayer flags, and paper lanterns. So that's one side of him. Then, there's this.
That these galaxies are all sort of flying away from us. Andromeda's the exception because we see it closing in on us, and I don't even know where we're going to collide. But galaxies beyond that follow this rule that with their speed away from us is proportional to the distance.
Emmert can give stats about space the way a sports fan might talk about their favorite athlete. It can be a bit tough to follow sometimes. But these two seemingly different sides of him make sense for this work. It's his job to take data from NASA and astrophysicists and make it into something the rest of us can understand and even enjoy.
We live on a planet powered by a star.
That's actress Whoopi Goldberg narrating the current show Journey to the Stars. Last year, over 1 million people sat under the planetarium's big dome, zooming through space while learning how stars are born. Emmert says the Hayden Planetarium was the first to take planetarium shows from static, relatively flat views of the night sky as you'd see it from Earth to these 3D renderings of space, like the audience is actually on board the spaceship. Now, most other planetariums have followed suit.
Well, I loaded the universe. It takes about 2 minutes or so.
The planetarium's just installed new projectors in the dome. They have better color quality than the old ones. And Emmert is taking them out for a test spin. We hover over India and then pull back further and further into the universe. Everything on Earth starts to blur together. And that, Emmert says, is kind of the point.
I think if school children around the world can really see the Earth for how it really looks like this, you begin to understand the integrated nature that we are and the society. We're a global society.
That perspective is what Emmert hopes each person takes away from the shows. It might also be why he thinks it's no big deal to have a long-distance relationship with someone in Bangkok. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.
Then supernovas blasted these elements into space, supplying ingredients.